Hello and welcome back to A World Without, with me, Chris.
And me, Jack. This is the podcast where we get into the hypothetical and discuss what we think would happen if someone from our everyday lives suddenly stopped existing tomorrow.
Yep, and today we're taking a look at what life might be like in a world without money.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, before we get into this one, you know that 20 quid I owe you?
Yeah.
About that.
You're not planning on seeing that through?
I mean, what would we do? I can't give it back.
We'll work something out.
Oh, okay. Well, hang on.
Although we actually don't really even need to do this podcast, do we? Because time is money. And we've already done A World Without Time.
Oh.
So now we're just going to play the entirety of Time. Enjoy.
The easiest podcast yet. Yeah.
It's just a secret way to replay one. It's like one of those TV shows, you know, where they do a clips episode, but instead it's just playing the whole episode.
It's just the same clip. Episode. Could you imagine a clips episode at the beginning? You've got like 10 seconds at the beginning when you go, remember that time we did this?
And then they just play the episode in full.
And then at the end, they're like, yeah, that was a good time.
Roll credits.
So what is money?
Good question. Yeah, because it gets a bit abstract at points. Because, like, when you look up the definition, it just says coins and banknotes used for buying things and trading things, right? But I don't ever really have coins and banknotes, but I would say I have money.
You've got money in the bank account, right?
Yeah.
It's the digital age. Get with the digital times, Google.
But I'm almost never using coins and banknotes. What is this, the 90s?
Exactly. So I think money just has to mean more like it's the middleman, right, between... If you want something and you want to sell something, it's kind of like the go-between. It's something that you can buy or sell with that isn't a direct exchange. It's not a bartering system.
It's a thing that doesn't really inherently have any like worth that we put worth onto to like represent the worth of what we're doing. Because banknotes are rubbish, really. That doesn't really have any worth. It's just a piece of like plastic now or cotton or whatever it used to be. You know, like it's not worth anything. It's actually no use to me at all. Yet we all just accept, we're like, yes, that is 50 of them.
And all it says on it is like, it's basically an IOU, isn't it? It's like, I promise I will give you gold when you come to the big bank vault and take it. But no one's ever doing that. I don't think you're allowed even.
Because all of the money I've never seen any of that money I have in the bank account. That's all just like a theoretical idea. But like that goes, I assume, still.
I think so. Apparently, I looked it up. Only 8% of money actually has a physical counterpart that exists.
Yeah, so there's so much more money that we pretend is there than is actually there.
Yeah, we're all just like winking to the cashier as we like give our card over. I got some money on here, wink.
There's that thing like where banks can't actually give us all of our money. Like if all of us went to the bank and wanted to get our money out, they would die.
They'd look a bit shifty, put up the closed sign and be like, sorry, I've got my lunch break.
I'm on lunch now. I'll do this afterwards. You just stay there, please.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? There's so much trust and everyone's just kind of agreed. It doesn't feel like a human thing that we could have actually gotten everybody to agree on that. Like, that's quite a big thing. Well done us for getting a big agreement.
And especially when I go into like a shop, especially like a small little independent shop, I just go in, I just put a little bit of plastic against the machine and I'm go, I promise I've now paid for that. I'm promising you, we're all just accepting that, someone is going to sort that out.
A little electric signal goes, yes, they did pay. Isn't it crazy?
And that will probably give you something at some point. You probably actually won't ever even see that thing, but it's there. I promise. I'm now going to take this. Bye. It's crazy that we all just accept it.
It is, it is. But I guess that's also the part that's gone now. So if you cut out that middleman part, well, we do go back to just a bartering system, right? My sheep for your ladder or whatever.
And we're sure that doesn't count as money, right? So if I'm giving you a thing in exchange for a thing, that's not money, is it?
I don't think so. I mean, you could say, like, I guess gold was kind of somewhat original money, I think. Maybe not. But yeah, technically gold was sort of, you know, what the coins were made of initially and stuff. So unless you wanted gold to, like, build a big gold statue with or something, you're always kind of getting gold coins just as that middle ground to then use later on. It just makes the bartering system way more flexible, doesn't it? Because you've got that extra step.
Because gold, again, is, like, kind of useless. Yeah, like, you can make, like, jewellery out of it, and I'm sure it's used in, like, you know, electronics in small amounts. But, like, me every day, I have no use for gold.
No.
If you were offering me, like, a week's worth of food or a gold bar, in a world without money, I'll take the week's worth of food, thank you. The gold's completely useless to me. I can't do anything with that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to think of, like, other actual uses for the gold. But I mean, a paperweight.
Yeah, doorstop, maybe.
Yeah.
I would prefer to have food than a doorstop. I'll just close the door. Not that needed.
Yeah.
So do we keep gold? Because obviously, like, gold jewellery still has actual, like, worth, I guess.
Yes, yeah, I think so. I think so. Again, I still think it's that the gold coins were what the money was. But if I needed to trade my sheep for your gold because I wanted to have a doorstop, that's okay. That's allowed. There's no money involved there. It's just a trade.
So you can only trade with the thing you actually want. It can't be like a representation of worth.
I think so. Although I still think I could say, okay, right, Jack, you've got an umbrella. I don't need an umbrella, but I think I could take your umbrella with a trade and then trade someone else with that umbrella. Like, we're just going to be, it's just going to be the Antiques Roadshow, basically. But
it's like those people who try and turn, like, a penny into, like, £100 or something by slowly just trading with people. Right?
Exactly, exactly. Except without the penny to begin with.
Yes, just starting with an umbrella instead.
Yeah, right.
I turned my umbrella into a house, you know, those one of those videos.
That's what the YouTube videos are going to be now, exactly.
Yeah.
It's actually how current zoos operate. They apparently are not allowed to buy or sell any of their animals. They have to do straight up trades.
Oh, really? So, like, I'll give you a couple flamingos, you give me a panda.
Exactly, yeah. I don't know if it's, like, unethical or something. I don't know why they're not allowed to buy and sell the animals. Yeah. Maybe because of it might encourage, like, breeding just for zoos or something.
Yeah. Who decides the worth of each animal, though? Like, how much is a flamingo worth compared to a panda?
Yeah, what's the exchange rate on that? Like,
yeah, I was going to say, is there, like, an exchange rate you go to? It's just like, you put it in, you're like, oh, one flamingo equals 0.5 pandas, I'm afraid. Yeah. So you're going to need to give us two. Or we just sort of vibing it out.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing. How many penguins is an elephant? Like, if I was to give you an elephant, how many penguins do you think I would accept?
Like, is it a weight thing? Because that feels like way too many penguins. But equally, it's not one penguin for one elephant, is it?
No.
I like penguins, I do. But come on, they're not one for one, are they? It's at least, I want five penguins. No, I want eight penguins for one elephant.
Eight penguins. Oh, okay. Chuck in an axolotl and you got a deal.
A pun?
An axolotl, I don't know, I couldn't think of anything else.
That was the first animal that you thought of. It's an animal I've literally never heard of. An axolotl?
Yeah, I don't
know. Describe to me what an axolotl is, please.
It's like it's like one of them cute little lizards. And it's like a water lizard with a chubby face, and they've got, like, almost like coral reef looking things on their cheeks. They're weird looking. They are an obscure animal. I do not know why it popped into my head.
That is weird that that's how your brain works, but sure, I can give you one of them if you want, mate.
Believe, that's the thing, maybe in this trade I'm just, like, making it up.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not, but I could be.
I mean, it sounds almost worth more because it sounds so rare. I've never even heard of one.
Exactly. That's what you're going to get now with this whole zoo trade thing. So if we just all look to the zoos, they can give us a little bit of a help of how to go back to bartering. And I'm sure they've got systems.
Yeah. Because the thing is, I think if you were to build a society from the ground up without money and, like, a bartering system, as long as the community kind of stayed quite small where everyone could have their roles, that, you know, you have one person making clothes, one person doing food, one person do, you know, all that sort of different stuff.
Yeah.
That works. I think the problem is, with our usual thing, it just disappears overnight. I can't see a way in which we just don't go full-scale war you know?
There's mass panic for a while.
It's just going to be riots and panic and just, yeah, it's not going to be pretty, is it?
No, I don't think so.
So I think the people who come out of it best are the people who have the most stuff, like physical, actual stuff that they can barter and trade with, like as opposed to having loads of money in your bank account, which now is useless and you don't have any more.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say it's the people that already have the least amount of money. They're also just like, well, same difference.
True.
You know?
True, yeah. I mean, they suffer the least loss. But I think if you have a lot of stuff, that's good. So it's actually the people who have been the worst with their money, just buying loads of stuff, you know, not saving.
Yeah.
All of those people actually get rewarded, which is a bit unfair, isn't it?
That is a bit unfair, isn't it? A world without, with your weird rules, making unfair decisions.
Not fair. I've been saving hard and it's all for nothing. I should have just been going out and buying all these things, or all these guitars I want and all these, you know.
You want like a good range of stuff, don't you? You want to get really random things so that whenever anyone comes to you with something that you want, you can be like, well, look at all of my different objects. I have so many obscure random things.
Like hoarders are going to be like having a whale of a time. All these people who have kept all this useless, or apparently useless stuff that's now they can barter with, you know?
Kind of. Isn't it mainly just like magazines and newspapers and...
Sure, yeah.
Maybe rubbish.
Those kind of hoarders. Not so much. But there's got to be hoarders of people who hoard... Yeah. Because why are they hoarding that? Why? What is the weird link with hoarders and magazines? Why are they not hoarding, you know, like, valuable things?
I don't know. There must be... Because often you do see it and it is just piles of everything. I think it might just be that they want to hoard... everything, and they just so happen to...
It's easier to get cheap stuff, I guess, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
And it's easier to hoard a leaflet that comes through your door than it is go out and buy something, yeah.
That's right, exactly. It's things that already happen to just sort of get given to them for free they decide to keep, I think. But I'm not sure. I try to not kind of keep things that are too unnecessary. I like to have a good clear out every so often.
You do, don't you? And I notice this even in like a digital sense. You love deleting files. I've never known a man to love deleting files as much as you.
Oh, love it.
Whereas I'm the opposite. I've like got a file from like 2013 that I haven't opened in 10 years, and I'm just like, wow, I might need it at some point. So we're going to keep that. So I hate deleting anything. So I'm a bit of a digital hoarder, not so much of a physical hoarder, I guess.
Yeah, I can't really explain myself. I have bitten myself in the butt a few times where I've needed something.
Or just, sorry, is that the phrase?
Bit myself in the butt.
Is that the phrase?
I can't think of what the right wording would be.
Right, I think because it's normally arse, right? So I think like the just to change it a butt through me. Sorry, continue.
Is it bit? Is it bit myself in the arse? Is that even the phrase?
No, I don't know. Is that the phrase?
Kicked myself in the arse? Anyway, I bit myself in the arse a bit and I've not had the things that I've wanted to see, and I've been sad about that, and I was like, darn it, why did I delete things so much? So I don't even know why I do it. I guess I'm not very good at keeping things organized, so at least by getting rid of the stuff that I think I'll never need again, there's less to organize. That's my kind of mentality.
Yeah, I would love to say I was paying attention to you there, but I just tried to Google whether bite myself in the ass is a phrase. I Googled it, and it came up with, like, help is available and a suicide hotline. Pardon?
Okay. I mean, if you can bite your own butt...
To death.
To death.
That cannot be a common form of suicide, surely. Sorry, that was just really threw me. I was just like, I feel like I'm going to get a knock on the door from someone just for Googling bite myself in the arse. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Money, I think.
Money. Yeah, that's the topic. Although I do also kind of hoard physical things as well. I'm one of those people like, I will never throw away a cable. You know what I mean?
Oh, cables. I've got a whole drawer of very old cables I've never
Very useless. Yeah. I still got like an iPhone 3 charger. Like the old iPod, like the iPod Touch.
Yeah.
The cable to charge it. When am I ever expecting to use that? But I might.
You might. And that's the thing. Whenever I've gone to that drawer thinking, oh, I have one of those, it's never there.
Oh, so someone's fired away your cables.
Someone's picking the good stuff out of my cable drawer. They must be. It's always a bunch of cables I don't need. The wrong ones are always there. It's such a shame.
No, but how good does it feel, though, when you're just like, oh, I do have that cable? There's no better feeling, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When you find something that you thought you had it, you look, you find it. Oh,
the dream.
The dream.
It's worth all the pointless keeping of all this sort of stuff, all the space I'm using up, just for that one day I get to actually use it. But going on with the bartering thing more, I feel like I understand how bartering works on a day-to-day basis, right? Like, as I said, for clothes, for food, for your general sort of needs.
Yeah.
But how on earth do you barter a house or a car or a holiday? How do you barter a holiday?
Oh, yeah, that's going to have to be... How do you barter... Yeah, a holiday, especially because there's not even any initial thing. At least bartering a car, I was going to say maybe with another car, like a worse car plus a few other bits or something. Mm. So everyone's just upgrading or downgrading their car with other things to kind of help back that up. But a holiday, yeah, I mean... Who are you even bartering with? The aeroplane company?
Because that's even a bigger point. Do companies exist? Companies entirely run off money. If no one's giving them money, how's that even working?
Okay, let's just imagine. A pet shop, they're selling things still.
Yes.
Not for money, of course, but you go in there and you want to buy some dog food. What does the shop want?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it the person, like, is it the CEO of the big shop company that is just like, okay, everyone, this is my wish list. This is all the things that I'm hoping that people will have. Or, like, what? Because otherwise, no one's going to want your rubbish, your trades.
Exactly. This is why I think it doesn't work on, like, a bigger scale than, like, a small community where everyone just has a little role and you're kind of just like... You know, like you go out for a meal with your mates and I'll cover you for this one, you get me for the next one kind of thing. It's like, help me with this, I'll help you with that. You give me some dog food, I'll fix your fence. You know, like whatever. But I don't see how it works on like a corporate scale, on like a capitalist scale, on a society, like, you know, a national or global scale. It just doesn't work, does it?
No, you're right. I mean, maybe if capitalism is going to come down, maybe this is what does it then.
I think this will collapse it, yeah. But then, like, even jobs, like, obviously, I don't know about you, but I'm mainly doing my job for money. I'm not doing it for the love of the game. I'm doing it because...
I'm doing this for money, mate.
I mean, I don't want to tell you, mate. We don't make much money for this, so you might be waiting a while.
Well, I'm out of here. See you later.
okay, bye. So, just me now. But no, like, that's what we do most things for, like our jobs.
Yes.
And if we're not getting paid, why are we there? Like, yeah, they have to be giving us something.
You're right. Does the boss just come out at the end of the month and go, right, here you go, everybody. Here's a couple of cables that I had in my drawer. Here's an elephant, John. Well done.
Why has he got an elephant?
He did good. John did good this month.
Right. Does he want an elephant? I don't think I'd want it. I guess you could trade an elephant at a zoo for it. But they only give you other animals. I don't want a crocodile either.
Yeah, I mean, what animals would be useful to have? Like
a tiger for protection? Because then I think bartering becomes quite a bit easier if you walk into the trade with a tiger. I think most people are probably suddenly going to want to take whatever you're asking for.
You're going to get some good deals at that point.
Some really good deals if you're rocking round town with a tiger.
I think it's just called robbery at that point. I'm not sure. Robbery at tiger point.
No. I am asking very politely if they would like to give me all of their stuff.
For what, though? You got this. You got a trade, right?
I'm just like, would you like to, out of the kindness of your heart, give me all of your stuff? And the tiger just happens to be there. I'm not saying anything about the tiger. I'm not threatening anybody.
Are you kind of like nodding your head towards the tiger a little bit? Are you like looking at the tiger?
I'm gently stroking the tiger as we have the conversation, yes.
Right.
And he is locked eye contact with the person the entire time.
Wow. See, we're only a few minutes into this podcast and you've already figured the world out. You are the king of this world now.
Yeah. I'm the Tiger King. Hey!
Do you want to be? I'm not sure.
No. How much money do you think there is in the world?
$20 trillion money.
You know what? Not a bad guess, actually.
Wow, what?
A measured amount of money, like the amount we can track, I assume, through like businesses and bank accounts and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
$37 trillion.
$37 trillion. American dollars.
American dollars.
Interesting.
They estimate that the actual amount of money, through all the stuff we can't trace, through, I assume, money just people have down the back of their sofas, gangs, all the underworld crime stuff, just unreported money, $85 trillion. So more than double is just, like, not known where it is. That's crazy.
Wow. That's scary. Like, so they could be completely... There could be 10 times that they don't even know about. Like,
yeah.
That's just their guess.
And I just don't see how that's possible. Because surely most money is in things like businesses and those kind of things where you can track it. Or maybe it's not that easy. Because otherwise, like, this can't be all just money people have down the back of their sofa. Because, yeah, I know some people don't like banks and keep money under their mattress or whatever, but not $1 trillion.
Well, maybe just one person.
Yeah, that is a big mattress.
Jeff Bezos is just, he's, I mean, you know, yeah, he's got to pad it with something, right? He's got enough.
Super king size mattress he's got there to hide his $1 trillion under.
Yeah. Yeah, that is scary. Like, I can't even picture a trillion. I mean, a million is even hard to imagine, right? It starts getting craziness. And just trillions of dollars, like, no.
Because one thing I'm always confused about is, you know, like they say that like countries are in debt, you know, like by trillions of dollars. Like, but like, it seems like every country is in debt. But like, how can all countries be in debt? Like, surely it's just, what?
Who are they in debt? They got to be in debt to another country, I'm assuming.
And then if they're in debt to them, but then they're in debt to, how is everyone in debt? It seems like just scrap it. Just start again.
I think they're all in debt to you, Mr. Tiger Man.
Yeah, now they are. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just forget. Shall we all just forget all the debt going on? That'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
That is one upside of a world without money. All people with debt, that gets forgotten immediately. Yeah. So that's nice. But again, it's all the people who can't look after their money, who are bad with their finances, who get let off. Me, never been in debt once in my life. Oh, great. What was that for?
Yeah, you're regretting it now.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Genuine disgust in your voice. You are genuinely angry at the situation.
So I'm getting too into the hypothetical.
We have talked about it a little bit before, but gift cards, are they gone? Are they technically money?
I think the businesses would think of them as money.
They would, but equally another business wouldn't think of them as money. So they're not money to everybody.
True.
So what does that mean? Is this now just a trade? Have we got a little loophole here with gift cards? Is everyone just buying gift cards for themselves?
No, because I think that's the problem. If you already have a gift card that's already been bought, the money's already been paid. And so, yeah, I think the gift card would be usable. It's like, I already paid you for this. But I guess without money anymore, like, why do we care? That's money's gone. We don't have it anymore.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That means nothing.
But we can't buy a gift card because that takes money.
You're right. You can't top it up. You can't.
Yeah, I don't think the actual system of gift cards works without money, no.
Right. Like, it's a weird one, isn't it? When you sort of feel, if you get a gift card for something, you get 20 quid at a certain business, to you, does that feel like the same as having a £20 note in your hand? Or it feels less to me?
Yeah, it feels worse. It's just like, here's money you can spend, but only in one very specific place.
Yeah.
I would prefer to have money, you know, that I can spend
anywhere. Magical, yeah.
It's like, oh, this is worse money. Cool, great, thank you.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And then you could technically just say that all money are just kind of gift cards
for the
world. Countries,
right? For the for countries. You're right. That's true.
This is a UK gift card. You can only use it in the select stores, aka anywhere in the UK.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Currency is gift cards for countries, is what we've learnt there, I think.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I'm thinking that in a different way now.
Yeah.
And what about fake money, forged money? Because that's not money. It was trying to be, but it isn't.
But I think it is. Like, I mean, basically, if you give someone fake money and they accept it and give you, you used it as money. It was money.
I guess so. It's just, it wasn't what they thought it was. It's like going back to the trade. You haven't given them 10 penguins. You've given them 10 seagulls with some black paint on them.
Yeah, because like, as long as, because that's the same as what we always said. Like, the note doesn't actually have inherent worth. It's just you accept that it does.
It's the promise behind it.
It's just the same thing. It's like, if no one ever finds out it's fake, well, then it's the same as it being real.
So this would at least help us find out how much fake money there is in the world, though, right? Because, or are you saying that would disappear as well, all the fake money?
Yeah, I think all the fake money's got to disappear as well.
Interesting, okay.
Well, I don't know, maybe not.
Because if I just draw a little £5 note on a bit of paper now, that's fake money. It's really bad fake money, but is that going to go?
But I still think you can't use that because, like, again, it doesn't have any inherent worth. And it's not like, unless you wanted it as a piece of art or something, it would still count as money if you're using it to represent value. Same as, like, Monopoly money, right?
Monopoly actually taught me something. I don't know what I've learned. Maybe you can help unpack it for me.
Right.
So you got regular Monopoly, right? Normal Monopoly, loads of different colourful banknotes. Cool. Nice.
Yep.
I got Monopoly Revolutions, which was like a modern Monopoly kind of thing. It was
one where you play with a card.
Yeah, you got a digital card. It's got a round board because circles are modern. So you've got to go with a circle. And the feeling I had, you start off with, is it 150,000? I think you start off in Monopoly. Having that on a card feels so different to having it in all the little banknotes in front of you. I'm much more scared to spend money on a card than I am when it's in front of me.
Oh, I feel like that's the complete opposite of how I am.
I think it's because it's like, if I've got 150,000, or I can't remember, is it 15,000? Something like that.
I didn't think we were in the thousands. I thought it was in hundreds you got in Monopoly, but I have no idea.
You get 2 500 notes, so that's 1,000. Oh yeah, maybe it's 1,500 then. That sounds more right.
Maybe.
So say you got 1,500 in notes. If you buy a property for 300, seeing 1,500 go down by 300 is like, whoa, that's a big chunk of my money. Whereas when it's in notes in front of you, you give one of the £500 notes and you get 200 change. Wow. Oh, that wasn't too bad at all. Like, I think because it's broken into the increments in front of you that are all of different values, it just kind of tricks me. There's an extra layer of like maths going on there that means I don't know what I'm doing with my money.
I guess that kind of makes sense. I feel like I'm just the opposite, though. Like, maybe not Monopoly, because I've never played the card Monopoly. Maybe it would be different. But, like, what about in life? Because I feel like, because I pay on card all the time, especially with, like, contactless, where, you know, you're just, like, tapping and you're not even really registering how much it even was.
Yeah.
I feel like I spend money so much more than if you have a physical amount of money that you're having to give over every time. Because I feel like if I actually have cash, it feels like money's being depleted.
If you buy something for 60 quid in your bank account, it's just gone. Whereas if you have to get 20 out, oh my goodness, that's 3 whole bits of paper I'm giving you now.
I feel like I really have to actually come to terms with the fact I am giving over money. Whereas like this just feels like, again, it feels like I just got it for free. Just like I tapped a little bit of plastic on a machine and then just walked out with it. I don't really actually get to process that I spent any money.
Yeah, I guess. So mine's more of the fact that all of that money in my bank account gets reduced to a single number that goes up and down. Whereas when it's with the notes, it almost feels like I've kind of got the money taken out of my bank account. So any money I have in cash, that's kind of free money. Like, that doesn't count. Anything I get with that money doesn't matter anymore. I'm just swapping bits of paper for the things that I want now. Like,
I do sometimes find that if I... because I don't ever have cash on me. I always pretty much pay with card.
Me too, yeah.
And then occasionally if I have cash on me and I see it in my wallet, I'm like, oh, that does feel like I got that thing for free. Even though it's still my money that I at some point took out of my account. Because I forgot I had it. It's like, free, yay.
Oh, talking about things that we absolutely love in life. Finding a £20 note in your pocket that you didn't know was there. That's an awesome feeling.
I don't think I've ever done more than a five. An accidental five.
An accidental five. I've not really had fives going on much lately. It's always either been 10s or 20s. I'm not boasting here, by the way.
I only rolled around with 50s. I'm not messing around with these fives.
Yeah.
No, I love a five. There's a specific ATM I go to get money out of, because I know it gives me £5 notes, because I love a five. But if I'm going to be having cash, I don't want to be rocking around with 50s. I want all in fives if I can.
Yeah? So you'd love to be in America then when they've got the $1 bill.
No, one's too far. One's too... Don't, that's
one's,
silly.
One's
that is
too much.
Silly.
Yeah.
It does make you feel more rich, though, to be fair.
Yeah, you can splash some cash around when you've got $1 bills, I guess. Whereas, yeah, even with fives, it's a bit difficult.
But I feel like it went the other way. Sometimes I'd be like, oh, yeah, no, I've got loads of money. And then I'd look and it should be all ones, but I'm not, I actually have nothing.
Yeah, right? Your wallet would be chunky in your back pocket, and then you get it out and then you start counting them out, and yeah, you're like, oh, I got £12 or dollars. I guess. So has Monopoly money gone now too then?
I think it's safe to just say yes. I'm not sure I have a good argument for why, but we'll go with yes.
Nice. Okay, because it's called Monopoly money, so it kind of is money. Yeah. By the very name of it, right?
Like, as we said, all money is just, it works in a certain situation. Like, British pounds don't work in America, but it's still money. Monopoly only works in a very specific situation, playing the game of Monopoly.
Yeah.
But it's still money.
I wish I'd Googled this before. I want to know how much Monopoly money there is in the world. You said there was, what, $37 trillion of real money going on or something. I want to know what Monopoly compares with that.
Yeah, I don't have any idea.
They must know how many games of boxes they've sold, and then roughly, you know, how much there is per box and this and that. That information is out there. I'm going to look it up after this and enjoy myself.
$3.8 trillion?
Are you guessing, or is this after a research?
The very, very first thing that came up on Google, haven't double-checked the maths. A standard game has $15,000 by September 20... Oh, this is 9 years ago, so it's probably more than that. By September 2008... Approximately 250 million copies of the game have been sold, which leads to $3.8 trillion.
Interesting. That's quite a lot then. So it's about a tenth of the real world money exists in Monopoly money. Well, what do you know?
Although apparently now a set contains $20,000, so that's gone up by $5,000.
Yeah,
so...
inflation.
Inflation, yeah.
I got a thing about inflation, actually. I looked up a fact.
Go on.
With an electric pump, it only takes less than a minute to blow up an air mattress nowadays.
Is that a joke or?
Basically, I don't understand inflation. It confuses me to no end. Everything gets more expensive, but then everybody, well, is supposedly getting paid more as well. So yeah. What? It just kind of cancels out. Why did you do it? Why?
Yeah. Well, I think it's almost kind of that, like, you can't stop it because, you know, companies start putting up their prices for things, so everything becomes more expensive. So you have to start paying people more, otherwise they can't live. So then everything just keeps going up, and it's just like this constant, non-stop We really should just be saying, stop making things more expensive. Then, you know, people wouldn't have to be paid more, and then inflation would kind of stop. But you kind of just can't stop it because we don't control everyone, I guess. I don't know.
So elephants don't have inflation because... Well, unless they're a bigger elephant or something. If elephants start, like, growing bigger or whatever as they're... Or whatever the good part of an elephant is. What's the... I'm sure bigness is what you judge an elephant on, right?
Yeah, probably.
The bigger it is, the better the elephant, I feel.
I reckon so, yeah.
Maybe the length of the trunk? I don't know.
Yeah, trunk's got to play a bit of a role. If you had a massive elephant, a tiny trunk, I think bad elephant.
Bad elephant.
Bad elephants. Yeah.
With all the money gone, are we going to go back to the good old game show prizes that they used to do? It's all just money prizes nowadays, but back in the day...
You should get a speedboat.
Win a new... Yeah, or even just like a new toaster and a TV and things like that on The Price is Right and all the Generation Game and all those sorts of things. They used to give away all of that. Now it's all... Well, the big one, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire...
Who wants a tiger? That's the new game show.
Who wants to have a tiger? Yeah, wouldn't that be cool if you go up the animals? Like, you start off with a mouse for the first prize, and then it just keeps on going up.
Yes, this is the game show I want to see.
That would be great. Is it a rhetorical question, who wants to be a millionaire? Is that how you're meant to say it?
Isn't it? Who wants to be a millionaire?
It does kind of go slightly up at the end. Yeah, you're right. That is the theme tune, and you do have to sing it initially. That was how it goes. Because maybe that's all they're asking on that game show. They want someone to stand up in the audience and say,
"Me,
I do, please," and they'll go, "You win, sir."
That's the actual loophole. No one's ever done it.
It's not rhetorical. It's a real question, and that's how you win.
Yeah, that's what you actually have to do on question one. They just go, "Boo," and you go, "I want to be a millionaire."
They say, "Are you ready to play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?"
You go, "Yes, I want to be a millionaire." They go, "Well done, you win."
There you go, we figured it out. Because I wonder those people that... I've heard a lot of stories about those people that did win a speedboat, for example, be like, I don't want a speedboat. What? Why'd you give me a speedboat for? Great. Now I've got to buy a trailer for it. Ugh.
Because I remember hearing, like, you know, when you used to go on as a pair, and like if you were just friends, but you'd win like a kitchen, and you had to split the prize.
What, like you take the...
Well, I don't know.
The oven.
Yeah, it's like you won a prize together, but you didn't live together, and you won a kitchen. What's the deal there? Like, yeah. You take the countertop, I'll take the fridge. Like, what's going on?
I think
on?
So. Yeah, that'd split some friendships up, I'm sure.
Yeah. I can see why they just went to cash prizes. It is a lot easier.
It is, isn't it? But, I mean, they could have given away smaller things that were more divisible by two.
Like a Kit Kat?
Yeah, you're right. That is the ultimate splittable by two thing.
And
you're
then
right.
You could even have teams of four get a bigger Kit Kat.
There you go with the four thing. And Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? The main prize is just a Kit Kat Chunky.
Yeah. Only one contestant, so yeah, Kit Kat Chunky.
Why don't they make...
Four-finger Kit Kat Chunkies?
Missed opportunity.
Yeah. Why are they not doing that? At least not year-round, sure. We don't need to go crazy, but Christmas or something. Do it as a special one-off.
Exactly. Maybe they could call that Kit Tigers, because they're a bigger cat, right?
Nice. You're doing anything to keep the tiger theme going here, aren't you?
I'm trying as hard as I can, yeah.
Yes, Kit Tigers indeed.
Would you ever like to go on a game show?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it. I think I would just... I'm worried I'd just embarrass myself.
Yeah. Me too. I feel like it's easy to answer it when you're sat at home, all the questions and things, yeah. But when you get there and the pressure's on, I think I'd mess up too.
And I feel like the ones I actually like watching, all the ones with the terrible prizes, like Pointless, I think is one of the better ones. It's like £1,000 you win, and you have to like, what, take a couple of days off work to do it? And so, I'd just be better off working.
That's the thing. Like, it is surprising how little prizes some of these big game shows are. I mean, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Obviously, semi-exception. Yeah. But most people are only winning £1,000 at the first bracket or whatever.
I don't think it's worth it.
I'm not sure it's worth it either. In America, they have Who Wants to Be a Millionaire as well. But that's worth less, right? Because the dollar is worth less than the pound.
Only just these days, but yeah.
True, these days, yeah. But surely that can't be a thing in, like, all countries, because some countries have, like, terrible exchange rates. You go to, like, Zimbabwe or something, it's like...
Yeah, Who Wants to Be a Trillionaire, yeah.
Either is that what it is? Or do they just do, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? You answer a really simple question and you win. That's it.
Yeah, it's just a really short game.
Yeah.
Because there's got to be some places where it doesn't... The value isn't bad enough. That it's not 1,000 to 1, so you can't go up to a billion. But like, so it's Who Wants to Be a 50 millionaire? That doesn't quite.
Who wants to win about £520 or something? You're like, what? What is it? Yeah. They didn't think about that when they come up with the name for the show.
They didn't. No.
Who wants to win an exorbitant amount of money? That's a better name. That's flexible. You can go anywhere in the world with that.
Is it a better name?
I mean, it's less catchy, but...
It's definitely less catchy.
It's much more realistic.
Yeah. I mean, you're thinking more global. I like it. But, I mean, I think branding-wise, not as strong.
Yeah, maybe not. A couple of bits of fun money that we're going to be losing. Funny, I like to call them, around the world. So Somalia has, instead of coins, they have 3D shapes, like spheres and cubes and... There's even a pyramid, which sounds terrible to put in your pocket.
No way.
Yeah.
Like metal ones, like made out of metal.
I think they're made out of metal, yeah.
That's sick.
Isn't that crazy? Like, I'm not sure if that's like all their money. Some of these might just be like special occasion things, but still, right. Like, imagine that. Just having a pocket full of marbles and shapes and things. It's great.
Yeah, that would be awkward having you in your pocket, a load of pointy pyramids. Yeah.
Can you imagine? Yeah, you could do some real damage with it. You sit down wrong.
Yeah.
Man, I got a pound up my butt.
Also, it feels like if it's a sphere, like effectively a marble, that's terrible to have. You put it down the counter, it rolls away. That's bad design. That is,
but you're right. Yeah. Well, you have to put down some pyramids around the sphere to hold it in place. Yeah. That's how they buy things there. Yeah. A place called Palau. I'm not sure exactly if I'm saying that correctly.
Yeah.
They have like a coin that when you scratch it, it smells like the ocean, like a scratch and sniff coin.
Why?
I mean, they like the ocean, I guess, but...
From what I'm aware of, Palau is a tiny island. It feels like you're always by the ocean. Like, do they need it? Just smell the air.
Maybe that's it. They're scratching a coin, sniffing it, and going, oh, I smell the ocean. And it's because they're stood next
to it. Yeah, this is what's happened to it. They have not made a scratch and sniff coin. They have scratched a coin and happened to smell the air in which they're standing by.
I think so, yeah.
Someone went there and was just like, all the money here smells like the ocean. And no one's had the heart to tell them it's just the country smells like the ocean.
That's exactly what's happened. It made me realise as well, surely don't all coins smell?
I guess.
I mean, here in England, you smell a coin, it smells like pee.
Does it?
I mean...
I don't smell coins much, but I do know sometimes if I've had money in my hand smells quite metallic.
Yeah, there's definitely a kind of metallic-y smell about them, but they are dirty coins.
Yeah. Another reason why I don't want them.
Another one from Palau, which is crazy considering how small it is, they have a coin with a real pearl embedded in it, which is pretty cool.
That is good. How much is that worth?
I don't know. I should have looked it up.
You definitely should have. It's quite a critical part of that story there.
I just thought it looked cool.
I feel like it's got to be worth a bit, or they've just got lots of pearls knocking about.
Yeah, because, I mean, the value of the coin itself, like, you know, real coins aren't made of gold and silver and bronze and stuff anymore. They're made of, like, real cheap materials, but that still is genuinely worth something. So that must be quite an expensive coin.
Yeah, you'd imagine so. That's what would be quite nice to have known how much it was worth.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm so sorry for disappointing. But that one probably smells like the ocean as well. I mean, a pearl's going to be...
Got to be a bit fishy. Yeah.
The Easter Islands, they've got a coin that's got a pop-up statue head thing on it.
No, they do not.
They totally... You can flap it up. It's on like a little hinge. And then boom, little statue head on Easter Island thing there.
We need to up our money game. This sounds sick.
Isn't it cool? Like, having all these different... It might be a bit more difficult to, like, stack them. Like, you put it in a vending machine, it's probably not... You're going to have to put it in a couple of times for it to register. Because it's going to jam the system, right?
But still, way more fun.
Definitely. Definitely. There's a bunch more coins that have got... Some of them have got crystals embedded in, which, again, what? Some of them got mammoth ivory in. Just all expensive stuff.
Mammoth, as in the extinct thing?
Extinct mammoth tusk ivory is in a coin somewhere in the world. I'm not sure these are like the everyday currency. There's some commemorative coins in this list, but coins nonetheless.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not sure how much I think this is actual currency.
One of them's even got like a Las Vegas playing card, like an ace of clubs or something, like the corner of it cut off and embedded into the coin as well. And one of them's made of a Concord heat shield metal, which is pretty cool as well.
Right, so these are definitely sort of like limited edition one-off coins we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Right, okay, with you.
I mean, aren't all coins limited edition?
What do you mean?
Like, there's only a finite amount of them.
Well, yes, Chris, that's true of everything.
It's not true of...
You're going to try and tell me something there's an infinite amount of...
I'm all the way at atoms at the moment, but I'm still going.
Space. There's an infinite amount of space.
Yeah, universe. Exactly. So there. Huh. Take that, Jack. Idiot.
Well done. Yeah, you showed me.
But that's it for coins. But then I did look at some notes as well and talked about it briefly before. Zimbabwe was famous for having huge inflation back in 2008. And they had a $100 trillion note or dollar note.
Yeah, every single person on the street tries to sell you one of them.
Yeah, which is did you ever see one?
Yep, I saw about 1,000 of them. Every single person you walk past tries to sell you a $1 trillion note or $1 billion or $50 billion note, and they're not in circulation anymore. They no longer have any worth. So like they're literally like they're trying to sell them for like a dollar or whatever.
Interesting, because at the time I think they were still worth about $300, the $100 trillion note. So yeah. It's still not like nothing. Like
no.
It's still a nice amount of money, but not $100 trillion.
Because there's the stories of people like, you know, having like wheelbarrows of cash and then people stealing the wheelbarrows and just leaving the cash and stuff like that. I don't know how true that is, but that's
back
the,
to bartering.
That's the old story.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then also the Cook Islands, which again, a tiny, tiny little island out there in the middle of the oceans. It's a $3 note and it has a naked lady riding a shark on it. It's the only banknote I could find that had nudity on it.
Riding a shark, great. Love it.
She's riding a shark, and the story goes that she went looking for her lost love at sea, and a shark wanted to help, so she jumped on the shark's back and off they went. She needed a wee, and she just decided to just do it on the shark because she didn't want to stop. Shark obviously wasn't happy with that and ditched her, threw her off and swam away and let her to drown, which, fair enough, you don't just pee on somebody, even if you are a shark.
Understandable.
And then she got rescued by another shark that clearly...
hadn't heard the story.
Must be into some kinky stuff, because, you know...
he had heard the story, I guess. Yeah, he's like, I'll tap in, don't worry, mate, I've got this one.
And, rescued her, and off she went, and that was the story, apparently. But she has a single breast that is completely visible on the... it's not like Starbucks logo or anything, where it's all kind of hidden.
Yeah.
The shark's also naked as well, if you were wondering.
I did assume that, actually, but yeah, good to know.
I wish it was the other way around. I wish it was wearing a pair of Y-fronts or something.
Yeah, keep its modesty in.
Yeah.
How does a shark wear Y-fronts? Quick question.
I guess by nature it can't wear Y-fronts. It would just have to wear...
O-fronts are just kind of a band, I reckon.
An O-front. Okay, yeah, an O-front. There you go, that works.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So are we feeling about a world without money?
Yeah, I mean, money, like you say, money makes the world go round. Money, money, money must be funny in a rich man's world. If I had all the money in the world, I'm trying to think of other songs here.
You done?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I quite like money. It allows me to do all my favourite things. So I would like to keep it, please.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for the most part, having money, it's for a reason, right? It serves a purpose, quite a big purpose in many ways. We're not necessarily getting into the poverty situation of like the sure. distribution of money. Now, that's bad. But money in itself, just conceptually, is still probably a good thing.
Yeah, because as you said, I kind of agree. I think there's problems with how money is distributed or whatever, and money's pretty evil, and I think, you know, it's the main force that drives people to do bad things. But I think if you took it away, it's not like all the poor people would come out well out of it. I think we'd all just end in war, and I think we'd all not be good. So I think, for now at least, we'll keep it.
Exactly. I think when they invented money... they were trying to do good with it. It wasn't for sinister reasons, is my view.
We're too far in now. We're too tied to it. I don't think there's any going back.
Oh, yeah.
So, we'll just keep it around for a bit, I reckon.
Is that what we do at the end of these? We decide we're keeping it?
Sure. Yeah.
I thought we were always just a hypothetical, imagining it disappearing, not actually coming to a decision. It feels a little bit too important now. I should have been paying more attention.
You should have. Yeah.
I would have researched better if I knew that we were deciding.
Well, luckily we're deciding to keep it, so I think we're doing all right.
Oh, phew! I got away with this one. I'll prepare better for the next one.
Yeah, if you could, that'd be great. But there we go. I think that'll do us for today. Hope you enjoyed listening.
Yep. If you have any more thoughts on a world without money, you can contact us on our socials. The links are in the description.
But thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.